Chapter 5. Two Different Families. Uncle Matthew liked to shout, but he did not stay angry for long, and soon things returned to normal. In the summer, Uncle Matthew and Aunt Sadie bought a little house in the centre of London, and both Linda and I were allowed to stay there for the summer. We always had chaperones, usually Aunt Sadie or Uncle Matthew. But we had fun and went to lots of parties. Tony was at university until the end of the summer, and Linda was still in love and could not stop thinking about him. We spent a lot of time thinking about clothes. Linda always looked so interesting and pretty. She had one very long dress that went down to her feet. Most dresses were shorter in the summer, so when she wore it, she looked very special. Uncle Matthew hated it. He said that he had known three women who had burned to death wearing long dresses. Linda was wearing this dress when Tony asked her to marry him. It was a warm day in early July, and Tony had been in London for 2 weeks. Everybody knew that he was only interested in Linda. He went to all the same parties as her and always took her to dinner. That evening, Linda and Tony disappeared from the dance and went outside. It was beginning to get dark and Aunt Sadie was very tired. Finally, Linda came back and we all went home without saying a word. The next morning, as Linda walked down the stairs, Uncle Matthew shouted at her from the hall.
"That German Krusig has just rung. He wanted to speak to you." "I said no. I don't want you talking to any Germans," he said angrily.
"Well, I am speaking to him," Linda said. "We're engaged."
Everyone was very shocked, but Uncle Matthew was the most shocked. He was very disappointed with Linda's choice. Linda stayed in her bedroom and cried for hours. Tony's father, Sir Leicester Krusig, was also unhappy. He did not want Tony to marry until he had started his career. He had also hoped that Tony would marry someone from a banking family. The Krusigs invited Aunt Sadie and Uncle Matthew to stay with them at their house in the countryside. But Uncle Matthew never stayed at other people's houses. Instead, he told the Krusigs to come to Alconley. The day before they arrived, Aunt Sadie rang Aunt Emily and Davy. I was already staying at Alconley, and asked them to come too. She was worried about Uncle Matthew and the Krusigs being in the same house together. Aunt Sadie had reasons to be worried. As soon as everyone arrived, none of the lights would turn on. Tony and Linda laughed together in a corner. Sir Leicester hit his foot on a table, and Davy just kept saying sorry. When the lights finally came back on, a very embarrassed Aunt Sadie showed the Krusigs to their room.
"Have you read Brothers?"
Lady Krusig asked Uncle Matthew at dinner.
"What's that?"
Uncle Matthew replied.
"By Ursula Langdock. It's about two brothers. You should read it," she said.
"My dear Lady Krusig, I have only read one book in my life. It was so good that I decided never to read another book again," Uncle Matthew said. "But Davy reads books. Have you read Brothers, Davy?"
"I have not," Davy said.
"I'll lend it to you," Lady Krusig said. "I have it with me. I finished it on the train."
"You shouldn't read on trains. It's bad for your eyes," Davy said.
The evening seemed to last for a very long time. Finally, Sir Leicester said that he was tired and that he should go to bed early. After the Crozigs went to their bedroom, Linda, who was wearing a white dress and looked very beautiful, went to ring Lord Merlin, who had just returned from abroad. Tony followed her, and they were gone for a very long time. When they returned, their faces were red. The next morning, the Crozigs decided to have breakfast in bed.
"No, I don't believe it. I have never heard of a man having breakfast in bed," Uncle Matthew shouted as he looked at the enormous spade above the fire.
Everybody seemed very pleased when the Crozigs decided to catch the evening train back to London. "Tony is not good enough for Linda," I said as I walked in the garden with Davy the next day.
"I know," Davy said sadly. "Poor Linda is desperate to be in love."
But Lord Merlin was braver than the rest of us and told Linda the truth.
"Are you happy that I'm marrying Tony?" Linda asked when she went to visit him.
"No, of course not. Why are you marrying him?" Lord Merlin replied.
"I'm in love," said Linda proudly.
"Why do you think that?" Lord Merlin said.
"I don't think. I know," Linda said.
"You don't know anything about love."
"I cannot talk to you,"
Lord Merlin said angrily.
"Love is for adults, and one day you will discover that it is not about being married. I'm happy for you to get married in maybe a year or two, but why marry someone boring like Tony Crozig?"
"If he's so boring, then why did you bring him to my party?" Linda said.
"I didn't. He came with one of my friends. And what about his boring father and awful mother? Are you sure that you want them in your life?"
But Linda did not listen. To her, Tony and the Crozig family were perfect.